from the time of its purported discovery. This land's status as a welcome destination for immigrants has been clouded in controversy. Its discovery, so-called, was preceded by a century and a half of episodic probes by Norsemen in open boats who leapfrogged down the Greenland coast, leaving outposts of free-spirited Vikings to warrant what their curiosity had found, but their ancestral natures had left unpeopled. To be totally honest, while the purported discoverer was Italian, he'd acted in behalf of Spanish monarchs who hoped for a new route to the Orient, and while his exploit was prodigious, it was equaled by others using a more southerly route. Hispanic seekers like Pizarro and Ponce de Leon, who believed he'd found the fountain of youth in what is now St. Augustine, Florida. To be truly correct, in 1492, Italy was still a jigsaw puzzle of pieces, waiting to be stitched together as a nation, their worthier bragging rights still to be won by the future achievements of other outstanding Italians, like inventor Guglielmo Marconi, with his life-saving shortwave radio, and later an endless stream of creators and performers in every art form, but also defenders of freedom, like conductor Arturo Toscanini and writer-director Frank Capra, with films like You Can't Take It With You and Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. Then, in World War II, as a U.S. Signal Corps major, making vivid film vehicles like Why We Fight. Those who'd short-sell Hispanics on how many were here first ignore the record. Our nation's southern coasts and southwestern states were once rife with communities peopled by Hispanic settlers. They were ousted by purchase, fiat, and force to expand nearby U.S. areas for non-Hispanic settlers. The precursors are sadly recalled by the many still unchanged signposts that had once identified them. Despite many barriers set up to discourage their return, some have plied a painful yet persistent route to drudge-like labor in sub rosa jobs as non-citizens, open to every inhumanity this condition invites. A painful result of this are the children of Hispanic parents who worked illegally in this country but had to leave them here in limbo when they were deported and forced to return to Mexico. Many of these youngsters have attended our schools and then found work. Some enlisted in our armed forces. All are now threatened with deportation if our president and Congress don't act to give them status as citizens pro tem. But this, too, is now in serious doubt, opposed by grudging grumps who've inherited fruits of freedom by birth and now simply overlook the fact that except for Native American tribes from whom this land was usurped, all its later citizens were immigrants or their descendants. Have-gots, who think it's not enough, refuse to share this land of opportunity with anyone, and their fear hides a reminder that past efforts by inventive emigres has unleashed economic assets for all. It's time we reaffirm the truth that's let millions of foreign seekers, who call a divinity by many names in many languages, unite for common good and a happier survival. We can, by demonstrating that beneath the boundless heaven, there's enough room for all of us.